Choosing our Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
I called, I think a while back to get you guys, and then the lady said I had to put a down payment down or something. Is it possible to get you guys?
You should be able to. I would be happy to help you with that if you'd like me to. Or if you know the person
Okay,
who you spoke, if you know the person you spoke to, I can always transfer you over to them.
Oh, shit, no. It was a lady. This was a while back. I think
No.
when they first came out to Mount Marion Park where I live. Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so give me one moment.
Okay.
What is your address, ma'am?
33 Plattekill Drive, Mount Marion, New York, 12456.
All right. Yeah, it looks like we should be able to get you service. Let me, is this for home or business?
Just home.
Fantastic. Do you know what speed you were originally trying to get? Was it the 1 or 2 gig?
Oh, please, no.
You're like, I don't know.
I think she said it would be 65.99.
69.99, that would be our 1 gig.
Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah, 'cause the other one's higher, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Do you need any kind of additional extenders? Depending on the size of your home, you may require one. We do provide one free of charge now, so you don't have to worry about it in case you do have a larger home.
Well, it's only me here, and I only have one TV, and I don't have a computer or anything, so it's just.
That's understandable. Do you need any kind of home phone services?
No, cell phone's good.
All right. Do you own or rent your
Nobody
home?
calls me. Nobody
Do
calls me
you
anyway.
own or rent your home?
I own it.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they through the air or underground?
Utilities, Central Hudson.
Yeah, for your power. Does it come from a pole or is it underground?
Oh.
From the pole? Okay.
They can hear you.
Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Fantastic.
No.
Can you spell your name for me so just to make sure I'm getting it in the
Yep.
spelling it out
The
correct?
last name?
First name, first, then last.
Oh, okay. DEBRARO GIER.
So Deborah Ruger?
Rouget.
Ruger? Oh,
Rouget.
Ruger.
Yep.
Was close.
Yep.
And you said that's Rouger.
Yes.
Fantastic. What's a good email address for you, Deborah?
DJ1616-1818@gmail.com.
And the phone number you're contacting me on, that 845-905-5861, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes.
We have a couple of ways we can get in contact with you. We have phone, email, or text message. Which one would you prefer?
Text is good.
So here at our Shop Fiber, we can notify our customers about certain account specific details like installation appointments, billing updates, or updates on their order. We're not going to send you anything that you don't authorize us to. And you can also confirm your appointments via text message. Data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Or is the email no data?
Don't worry about it. Most people have unlimited text and talk these days, so I'm not worried about that.
I got that.
So yeah, as before, there is a process. I can always look up to see what's going on. So give me one moment. There is the process that we do need to run a soft credit check. It's not going to hurt your credit score. We just need to verify a few bits of information. You are who you say you are, and see if you're required to pay a minimum deposit. You can opt out at any time, but by doing so, we'll require you to pay a minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that? Try and run a credit check again?
I think she said it was $50. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, all right.
We
You want
can
to do it again? All
check again. It's like I said, it's a soft
right.
check, so it's not going to hurt your credit score.
Right. 1265005064.
All right, give me a few moments while I get the rest of this information in
Okay.
for your address, and I will let you know what it says.
All right, thanks.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Just gathering all the information right now. One last bit. I just need to copy over your phone number and I will have an answer within a moment. So yeah, it's still saying you are going to be required to pay that $50 deposit.
That's okay.
That's okay with you today? Alrighty.
Yeah.
So copy that information over. Let's go to our next few steps. Now, would you like to enroll in that? So to get that $69.99 price, it does require you to enroll in auto pay through ACH. Would you like to do that today as well?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right, Deborah, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your bank's routing number and then account number.
Oh, you can use my debit card?
We can use your debit card, but you'll only get a $5 discount instead of this $10 discount.
Oh,
so,
okay, then I'll get my checking account.
No worries. Take your time. I'm here for you no matter what.
The routing numbers,
From your check, yes, on your check, the first set of numbers is going
set?
To be your for your check, the first set of numbers is going to be your routing number.
Oh, okay. 021 000 322.
So right. 021 is that
300.
Okay.
And then 322.
322. There we go. Bank of America?
Yep.
Fantastic. What's the account number? That's going to be the next set of numbers. The last four digits you're going to see on that bottom line are your check number that correspond in the upper right hand corner. So I just need the numbers before those four.
Oh, okay. 4-8-3-0-9-8-6-1-2-8-7-8.
Just to read that back to you, I have 4-8-3-0-9-8-6-1-2-8-7-8. Is that correct?
Yes.
And name on the account should be Deborah.
Yeah, just me. Yep.
Is this a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Fantastic. Do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
Fantastic. Would you like to make this your primary account payment method?
Yes, please.
Fantastic. All right. That's going to generate a token for me to just make sure everything goes through nice and cleanly. You will see within the next day or two a $50 withdrawal for the deposit. After that point, you will not be charged anything until your service is installed. And you will get that price of $69.99. Now, I do have a couple legal disclaimers and disclosures I do have to give with you. So bear with me for a moment. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install a drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be there for that part of the installation. If required, we may lay that drop on the ground temporarily and we'll help to permanently place that within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed before you call and cancel with them. Have to breathe. The ONT gateway is like, oh, I got to do this all in one breath. No. So the ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of us here at Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to return everything back to us. If you fail to do so, you may be charged, and we do reserve the right for any unreturned equipment up to $135 per unit for not returning it in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and any other account-specific details by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this account by using the email you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Fantastic. So how did you originally hear about us?
Well, I got it through the mail.
Okay.
I kept getting it through the mail, and then I saw you guys in my park all the time, and I said, oh, that's it. And then when I go in to go bowling, I know right where they are in Kingston.
Nice. So
I go right past you guys.
So is there any kind of information you'd like to provide for us for your home, such as buried wire, septic tanks, anything of the like?
No.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. No worries there. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for me or any of our technicians?
Mm-mm.
Fantastic. Let's get this placed. Let's get you scheduled out. Because of your service date, we can actually get you enrolled and started up within the next week.
Okay.
So looks like the earliest we have is October 9th at 1. We also have a 3 o'clock appointment that day. Does the 9th work for you, or do you need another day of the week?
Well, let me look. Pretty busy then, huh?
We've been very busy. I've looked at our schedule. We have consistent, appointments for people getting new services installed and other issues being fixed pretty much for the next, 6 months.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Well, luckily we have a lot of technicians, so it's nothing you need to worry about. It's just we have a very full schedule.
Yeah. All right. What's the latest on the 9th?
3 p.m.
That's good.
3 p.m. on the 9th. Fantastic.
Yep.
All right, Deborah, I'm about ready to submit this, just so you are aware. This is for October 9th at 3 p.m. for your installation appointment. An email will be sent out to your email. You said it's dj16161818@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. So you're going to receive two, after I hit the schedule appointment button here on my site, which I'm doing right now, you're going to receive two emails. One's going to be a confirmation of the order. Essentially, you're going to get a confirmation number as well as a bit of detail about everything we went over today. The second email you're going to receive is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account. You will have a hyperlink, essentially just a clickable link within the email so that you can sign in for the first time, and there should be a temporary password in that email. It'll allow you to log in for the first time, set up your security questions, and reset the password to something more permanent. If there is no password on that email, you can always give us a call back, and we would be happy to help set you up with one that you'll be able to utilize and change afterwards.
Okay.
All right, Deborah, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. No, that's good.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling us back here at our shop, Fiber. I was happy I could help get you set up for installation and service, and welcome to the family.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.